If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulishu Fupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. And this is a story we've been discussing since last year, Gugu. But there's always a twist and a turn, and now there's new leadership, apparently, that's going to buy out Tonga Tulet. Tell us about
that. See what happens when you go away for too long?
Bruh.
This is what happens. Well, you mentioned a very valid point. We have been talking about the story around Tonga Tulet for quite some time. And just for background and context, this is a company that found itself in financial trouble and eventually led into a business rescue back in 2022. Since then, there's been an ongoing buyout by various partners. But essentially, those who are in the lead right now to resuscitate the business and rescue it is Vision Investments, led by the likes of Robert Gumede. But they have been not only finding themselves in a back and forth with various authorities regarding the deal fully going ahead, but they've now appointed a new CEO to actually run the division and essentially take over and acquire all the assets of Tonga Tulet. Gavin Dalglish, he is actually the former CEO of Illovo Sugar. So it makes sense that they've actually managed to tap into talent that has a level of in-depth experience within the sugarcane industry and, of course, fully understands the operations and the circumstances surrounding not only the sugar industry, but even competitiveness in the local environment. They are also going to acquire the assets in Zimbabwe and Botswana, as has been confirmed. Right now, the figure around the deal still has yet to be concluded, as Vision Consortium is essentially buying the debt of the company in exchange for equity. That in itself is also likely going to lead to job cuts, which we've heard of before. Job cuts that will likely impact at least 1,500 people, and that's largely going to take place by the end of August. But I thought it was a good day for them to not only crystallize the deal, but sweeten it also in terms of finding leadership that has the necessary experience within the industry.
No, 100%. Now, I don't need to tell you this, but buying the debt of a company is a surefire way of taking the company over, even in terms of hostility, right? Mm-hmm. Because if I buy your debt, and then I call on that debt the moment I get hold of it, you are now beholden to me, right? Mm-hmm. In other words, let's say you owe me 10 Rand and I buy the 10 Rand debt from somebody else. And then I go, hey, Gugu, by the way, this 10 Rand I needed due today. And I know that you didn't have the 10 Rand to pay me. You will then do anything in order to appease me and make sure that I don't call on that debt. Even if the equity I end up getting, for example, for buying just a 10 Rand debt may be a minority stake, the fact that I own the debt actually means I'm the majority shareholder, de facto. So this thing, I'm telling you, we are going to be having another discussion either later on this year or early next year about the happenings at Tonga Tulet.
Oh, definitely. It's certainly not over. And if the rate of activity that we're seeing in corporate South Africa is anything to go by, from the likes of Canal Plus, Barlow World, and many others, I definitely think that this is one to watch, especially in terms of the hostility. And of course, given the timeframes that we've seen, the implications from a socioeconomic point of view might have to be considered. But as we know, show me the money. That's typically where capitalism does rule.
100%. Now, last year, we had a discussion about cocoa. And we're speaking about how cocoa beans have just risen in price and everybody, well, people that got in early made lots and lots of money. Arabica coffee now seems to be the new gold dust.
Definitely the new gold dust. And this has also been a while coming. You might recall that we've also discussed this, as you mentioned, with cocoa and even at some point when it came to orange juice prices as well. Mm. But as we do see, there's been ongoing weather concerns that really have affected the output of the crop. Essentially, the likes of Brazil, which are well known for being global exporters of Arabica coffee, have found themselves struggling with a prolonged drought. And as we know, supply impacts demand, and that fundamentally has an influence on pricing. This is where we saw on the New York Stock Exchange last week for the first time where Arabica coffee topped $4 per pound. That's on average around 80, 90 Rand in terms of currency conversions. But the point is that it's at the highest level that we have ever seen. This, as we know, further down the value chain does have an impact on us as customers in terms of the price that we pay for coffee. So maybe for those who are still enjoying their morning beverage, just observe, you know, just the price inflation that you've had to incur when it comes to buying your average cuppa beverage, essentially. What's also quite interesting, though, is that I also noticed the headline that Starbucks in the U.S. Is actually actually offering some of its members on their rewards loyalty program free coffee today. And they essentially say that this is on the back of the successful commercials airing at the Super Bowl last night in the US. So it doesn't apply to South Africans, but maybe just a way of not only acknowledging their customers, offering them a sense of loyalty and support, but discounted value for long-term client and customer retention in the end.
Okay. And so what are the markets looking like?
The markets will open up from 87,474 points today for the all-share index. Currency-wise, despite all the noise, all the velocity that we have been seeing, and what they refer to as muzzle velocity, especially from the Donald Trump administration, the rand is still holding very steady. We're at 18.50 to the dollar rand, 22.95 to the pound sterling, and against the euro, we're trading at 19.09.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Kulethu Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.